Hey everyone, welcome back to Legends of Podcasting. I'm Stuart.
I'm Ross.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Liam.
And we're here for episode 2, season 2 of Superman and Lois. So we had the season 2 opener last week.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go straight to the end of that episode.
Yeah.
Oh, is that rock that hit fucking Doomsday's punching through? That's what's fucking happening.
I know, we all thought loads of theories, but I know a lot of people in the comments have...
Yeah. Annoyingly, the producers...
Yeah, I really wish that wasn't spoiled for us. You know, because...
I mean, at least we saw that first reveal first without being known about it, so that's all right.
Yeah, but... Yeah. I thought we would get a curveball and find out that that fist coming through the ground is, like, boost the gold.
Or boost the gold. Get all the props.
I still think they're going to do a twist on it. I don't think it's going to be the normal Doomsday we're used to.
I think it'd be interesting if it did, because I watched our reaction back and I was like, at the end, I just kept saying the same thing because I was thinking I was in trouble. Like, he's already done it. I mean, loads of comments saying that was pre-crisis, Stu, not post-crisis. Post-crisis has happened, so at least I wasn't going mad, which I'm pleased about. But so it's going to be more teased in this episode than he's going to be revealed next episode.
I'm still hedging my bets for it being like too obvious and like the.
I'm going with it's the Black Suit Superman.
Yeah,
he's coming to this Earth.
Yeah,
they're going to do a similar thing to Smallville, where he will start to get destroyed, and it'll be like Evil Superman, Bizarro, and Doomsday all rolled into one.
I think even though executive producers confirmed as Doomsday,
he'll end up as Doomsday, but he'll start off the change.
They're going to do a new spin on the character.
They've got to do something new.
Spin on Steel and everyone else. So
the last Doomsday we saw was in Krypton, right?
Yeah,
and it was done so perfect.
That was great.
Yeah,
like Krypton is like. It's close to our hearts. It's the first show we ever reacted to. It's what opened the Legends of Podcasting up.
Mm.
And I was so pissed off when he got cancelled. But that season 2, when we saw, like, the end of season 1, we saw him. Then this end of season 2, that whole origin of him.
The weapon that was created by the House of El and the House of Zod. What could it possibly be? Opens the case, Doomsday. Like, fuck's
sake. Yeah. And it was just, like, because you had that scene where it, like, release the weapon to kill those people. Just that whole scene of him destroying the army. I was like, oh, so good. And then, they cancelled it. So they're going to have to do a big job.
Mm.
They're bringing Doomsday into this.
Well, you said about Bizarro. I mean, we know, because I completely forgot that subplot until they brought them back in, the new super people that are working for the US government.
Mm.
This is obviously school they've got with the metahumans in it. So, do you think this could be a cross between, like you say, Black Suit Superman, or this is a project they've created? This was their first attempt using Superman's DNA, a bit like Superman Quest for Peace.
the sun.
Like, try to create a clone, and it's bizarroed, and they've just had to bury it in the ground.
It was very, very, very deep.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be. It's obviously not going to be the only bad guy who fights this season, because.
No.
And I mean, if it is Doomsday, does that mean they're killing him off for part of this season? He's going to die and come back.
It's time for Jordan to step up and Jonathan to put a suit on.
If he puts on the leather jacket.
Yeah.
If they bring actual Doomsday into this show and they don't kill off Superman, then people are going to get really annoyed.
Yeah.
Well, if they kill him off, right, you've got Steel turn, is there?
Yeah, I know. I get it.
I mean, but you can have Cyborg Superman turns up.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
you've
what
got Superboy. I mean, we've already had the Eradicate, but maybe they skip over.
That's what we said all of last season was they were building up to what looked like the death of Superman.
Yeah,
several times.
And now they're going to do it.
But the thing is, that makes me still think it's either, like I said, it's either they've cloned him or it's the one from the other Earth. It's those headaches.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that is a reference to what happened in the CW shows, which they haven't referenced anything in this show to those. It's a complete new thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it makes me think that it isn't, but.
The headaches. Popping
where would? Why did he be getting headaches?
Because I watched the episode again, and it looked like when he sort of does that thing in the submarine, it was like the things he was seeing looked like it was digging through something. So I don't know if it's the punching; it's just hitting him.
Or is, yeah, is it just
somehow they're connected?
That's what makes me think.
Maybe there's some connection.
Or is it because he's punching it and it's so loud? It's hurting his ears.
Because then later on in the episode, he could just about hear it. And he was like, "What was that?" At the end, so
that's what makes me think it's him.
I get
him as another Earth.
I get that. Yeah, it makes sense. But
and it also maybe that one for some reason was dormant in the middle of the Earth, and then when he first got that headache, the one in the middle of the Earth got the headache as well, and that's what woke him up.
Maybe
because otherwise, why is he only just started punching out?
Yeah, maybe something from the Eradicator
or
woke him up.
Yeah,
it could be something from the future.
We're not going for that again.
Maybe Adam. Maybe Adam has teleported from Krypton into the middle of the Earth.
It's got to tie in. Yeah.
That'd be awesome though if they did like a little tie to Krypton.
Yeah, I mean, like,
just to show tie everything.
Guy who plays Segel just comes in like, "Hey, grandson, hey. We got some shit to do."
And then Lobo turns up.
Oh yeah, so Lobo was great.
To tie it into Krypton, that'd be awesome.
Such a good show, man. I hope they bring somehow. I don't know how, but somehow bring back that show because that was such a good show. Mm. Anyway, other stuff that happened in the episode. Cause it wasn't just
there was anything else. I don't remember anything else.
we've got loads of stuff, man. We've got
and that's why we've got to watch. Jump into the next episode now.
Who cares about the rest of the stuff that's happening?
Yeah, we've got to see what happens here.
We've got Lieutenant Anderson, who's like telling Superman to put America first, fuck the rest of the world,
and then using super people anyway with the super House of Elcrest.
Yeah, which is just not good. Yeah, that's kind of fine. And weirdly, I guess Clark hasn't shown a chance because Lois hasn't been talking to him.
I just want Doomsday to come and backhand him out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, General. I'm going to have to let that happen. But yeah, like I'm hoping he's going to tell Lois, or maybe Sam comes back and they just have a conversation about it, saying like,
talk to John about it.
Yeah.
At least.
And obviously, we had the whole situation with Natalie and Lois, and they sort of decided to bring Henry.
You're going
to
be staying at the farm.
Henry and Nat onto that, and then weird thing with Sarah coming back from band camp or wherever it was, thinking something's happened with someone over there. Now she doesn't want Jordan anymore.
She must have a new love interest.
Yeah,
I think.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah,
and then just normal marriage problems with Carl and Lana. So all good. I think that was pretty much it, right?
Normal marriage problems. It's all good.
Yeah. No working out. Have sex with the kitchen counter and it'll be fine. Anyway, I think that's it. So yeah, looking forward to episode 2 and see what the hell is going to happen with all the stuff that's happening. I mean, this show is amazing.
Doomsday is only going to be the thing right at the end.
Yeah.
Unless they start off straight off from the fist coming out of that hole.
Well, from the comments, it sounds like it's next.
Keep it clean.
Next episode. That's what she said. Oh, Jesus. Right.
He wants us to hit the button.
Hey.
No, we got hours of talking before watching the episode, Liam. Don't worry about it. Okay, right. We'll go back. Right, so let's jump into this episode. And guys, before we jump into this episode and make Liam wait a little bit longer before we get to watch this episode, I just want to thank everyone who's been subscribed to the channel over the last week. If you're new to the channel, welcome. And if you're not, thanks for coming back and joining us for some more Lois and Superman. But if you're watching this and you're not a subscriber, that's not an option. You need to click on that subscribe button. Otherwise, Liam is going to be miniaturised. We can't afford him if you don't subscribe, man. He's expensive.
We'll send him to your computer and it'll just be in the corner of the screen.
He's constantly going.
His special effects cost money.
Yeah, exactly. Loads of money. So yeah, please click the subscribe button. Tell your friends about our show. It's the only way you can do this full-time is with your help by growing this channel. So click on the subscribe button. And let's jump into this episode. Clark can eat some food.
How long have you been out?
Yeah. Trying to make a good impression.
Yeah. Those eggs over medium or scrambled?
Yes.
We for our guests.
Good morning.
Change the hair?
Well, it's nice to have a real bed at least.
No worries. You guys will find a way to pay me back, right?
Don't look under the bed.
Everybody,
look special mattress.
How to make a steel costume.
Oh, good.
I love breakfast.
Hey, you boys should have.
Headaches are back.
It's definitely him punching his way out the earth.
He's seeing it through his eyes, right? Is that what's happening?
Is there an earthquake? Another earthquake?
Yeah, is he seeing through Doomsday's eyes?
Yeah.
But why?
Because they're linked. Isn't that what happened to Alice and her sister Beth?
Yeah, I think so.
We need to talk.
Yeah. We need to talk.
I saw it when I see that sinking sub, and then again during the earthquake.
And you didn't tell me?
You had other things.
I had other things to worry about.
What exactly are you seeing in these visions?
I'm not really sure. Destruction of some sort. You have to figure out what's causing it in case it starts to affect him too.
Oh, do you reckon Zod was controlling Doomsday because he went into him? He's now controlled.
Oh, yeah. It's consciousness found.
It's like they're linked now because it's all not here anymore.
Get it out of your hair, Lana.
We paid for this time, George.
And it's all yours. The first time in years that I haven't run unopposed.
Mm-hmm. I'm well aware.
Well, looking forward to a little friendly competition.
What's he done to the place?
I can't wait for Daniel to crush that smart bastard.
Yeah.
Is where Daniel's going to back out or something?
Texting someone.
Hey, I was
wondering if you want to go to lunch.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that's the hope.
Man, she is just... I met some French guy. Oh, now I'm going to make you jealous with the girls in my house.
This is my girlfriend, too.
Nice to meet you. I'm Natalie.
This town is full of motorheads. In fact, Sarah's dad just got her an old muscle car so they can fix it up.
Really? What kind? I mean, it's a total junker. He can't even get the engine to start. No, it's easy. Tell that to my dad. He's tried changing the ignition switch.
Oh, okay. She's going to... his dad are going to bomb.
It's probably clogged fuel filter, then.
That's the wrong podcast.
I know.
The Legends of Podcasting. Small town, people don't forget.
I don't think it's going to blow up.
What a random story to think about.
Hey, how's he going?
Don't know.
Red Sun? Is this, oh, this is Morgan Edge?
No, the woman.
Woman.
What is it? Oh, no, is it? It is Edge.
It is Edge.
Do I have any on? I need to know something about the eradication process. When a consciousness is rejected by its host, can there be lingering effects?
Sounds like a bad trip to me. What have you been up to this summer, Cal?
Just answer the question. I've not experienced any memories other than my own. I'm fairly certain I had more Kryptonians inside my head than anyone. Of course, there is one way to know for sure. Take me to my fortress and let me run some tests. It's not a waste of time. What are you afraid of? That I'll fly off?
None of this is necessary. I'm no more energized by the sun than any other insufferable human.
I'm glad he's back.
Yeah.
Skiloru kiet warau. Awaiting.
I don't speak that dead language.
You think he's going to know what Doomsday is?
I'm sure
he's going to help him.
He knows.
Maybe he's terrified. Yeah, and he's exactly. Like,
he knows history of Krypton, right? Yeah.
I wonder if it'd be like a Hannibal Lecter throughout the series. Yes. Go back and talk to him periodically.
The epicenter started here. And it's not just the one quake. There have been multiple tremors. I'm aware. All I can say is we're trying to get to the bottom of it. Literally.
Do you think that...
That's not Amanda Waller.
Do you think the ex-Kryptonite was keeping him dormant?
Yeah, could be.
And they got rid of him, so that's what woke him up.
No, would it travel that far down in the Earth? I doubt it.
It's just the fact that the mine is where
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, but surely when Carol goes anywhere near it, it'd affect him.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
I promise. As soon as I have more information,
you'll
be my first call. Okay?
Don't believe
digging up bullshit as well.
Better show up soon, and you're going to be the one talking for him. Good to talk to you.
He's dropping out.
Yeah, it's the mayor
threatened, isn't he?
I'm dropping out.
The mayor got him. Yep, there you go.
I got a job offer last night. It's over in Bristol County. I can't do it.
We said last season she'll end up running.
I'm so sorry.
So she's going to run, yeah.
She's the one that's feeding all the information anyway.
It's been a rough couple.
Look, John, I could use your help.
What kind of help?
Figuring out what caused that earthquake.
Inside the mines filled with excrement.
I promise it's a one-time ask. Nothing to do with the steel suit.
Oh, shit. Oh. Okay.
Can you call Coach Gaines? Tell him I'm going to be late. I gotta go.
He's not going to go well.
Getting a headache halfway through the fight.
Yeah.
Or
something. Just shoot him. He's one guy.
I say, well, how is it? What?
Everyone okay?
He got back up.
What the fuck is that?
That's the ex-Kryptonite. That's the ex-Kryptonite, right?
That's a very similar thing to what they had in Titans.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So this company that's mining out the ex-Kryptonite now is making inhalers.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, he's being hulked. What the fuck?
That was one of Anderson's. Oh, three of them.
Yes. Oh, it's him.
Oh.
Jesus. Headaches getting worse.
One of many messes I inherited from Lane.
He was selling XK.
What can I say?
No, it was him. Anderson.
Yeah, you think?
In any event.
I think it's creating a false flag. I'm going to create the problem and solve it with my Superman.
Mm. Yeah.
But we don't want to be up. So whatever is going on, I hope you figure it out. And fast.
Tag Harris. He's barely 18.
Sure is fast, isn't he?
That guy's such a douche.
Yeah, he really is. How did he get this job?
He's designed to be that way.
Is that falling for her?
Like I said, it's retired.
Just like you.
I think Jonathan's going to be picking up that retired suit.
Or Natalie.
Yeah, it's interesting. He says it's retired. He's not retired.
Measures are different.
Yeah, Denny stepped down, though. He wanted to spend more time with his family.
You, Lana. You.
Ed Hargrove.
Name five people that liked Ed Hargrove. Oh.
We want that championship. This is where we start earning it. One more.
You got this. Come on, Lana.
He's obviously on the X-Cape.
What do you think?
Is this where he starts to show powers?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, here we... Jonathan's going to fall into XK.
Yeah, anything like trying his enhancing drugs.
He's back, just tell her I went to the fortress.
Thought it didn't work anymore.
Not mine. My, my brother's.
Is this about this morning? You can't go there with him by yourself. He doesn't have any powers anymore. Yeah, but it's still his fortress. What if there's, like, booby traps or something? Let me go with you. Just to watch your back. After this morning, I know what it's like to have those kind of attacks.
No.
I can help you. I'd love to just kind of feel useful.
I just want your own father becomes the son.
I need to find his mum's crystal, man.
Yeah. Maybe it's here.
That's it, isn't it? I like Dad's fortress better. Taste is subjective, I suppose.
If you even think of trying anything, brother, your suspicions are without merit. I'm simply here to help.
Mm. I believe him.
This is no trick, Carl. In fact, it's something far, far greater.
His mum. No, she doesn't know where the mum is either.
Family reunion.
Oh, is it?
No way.
He has got the crystal.
Oh, his mum.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Callum, my son.
Told you, this season's all about mums.
He had the crystal the whole time.
Motherfucker.
I thought he said he wasn't allowed
to... It better not be.
This is your grandmother, Laura.
Hi, Grandma.
Of course, you don't recognise your forgotten
Talbot. I had no knowledge of your existence until it was too late.
You're his mother.
Yeah.
Genetically, yes. But I did not give birth to him. On Krypton, all children were engineered.
Except for one.
It's a Man of Steel.
I've been having visions.
Then I should be able to provide answers. Come.
Amazing.
Don't cut away.
I don't give a shit about this fucking car.
So what, are you like a gas tank half full kind of girl?
I created Optimus Prime.
My mechanics in our bunker. Bunker? Are you and your dad like doomsday preppers or something?
No, it's whoa, she just...
So, what's going on between you and Jordan?
Yeah.
Nothing. Why, did he say something? No.
You just
did. Answer tells me a whole lot.
Yeah.
Look, if you can tell him, then do it. But if not, you really need to get better at hiding it. You're a genius. Oh, this looks so cool and awesome.
They're not small tremors.
Need to go check the sensors.
I've seen this before.
He reminds me of your father.
Oh, they were so proud of him. Of both boys.
You have no idea how happy that makes me.
See how she favors him? Your father?
Well, yeah. He's not a genocidal sociopath. He's not a socialization.
Oh, Jordan.
It's like I've seen this before.
Yeah.
Call it the Doomsday Project or something.
No, like someone punching through the earth.
He bullshitted his way.
He's still got powers. He has still got powers.
Yeah.
So he does have power.
Yeah. You got me. I lied.
Fuck.
Stay back!
your powers back yet.
I said, stay back.
He's about to come through.
The patterns I'm picking up aren't seismic. There's something causing this.
Yo, do you copy?
What are you going to see in this episode?
Are we going to see a breakthrough?
I think so.
Come on, fist up through the ground, though. Come on. There's
something down here. I do the source.
You can hear him.
What the hell?
Oh. Oh, shit. Come on, Jordan!
Yes.
Come on, he was all about family.
But you are not your father, Tao. There is good in your heart. You must let the boy go.
I think that they're going to have to work together to fight this, right? Oh, shit.
He is in a suit, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's going to blow the mine.
That's not going to stop him.
Whatever's down there, I've never seen anything like it.
Well, he has two hands free. I gotta say, it's disappointing. I wanted one hand to still be tied up. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go on, Cal.
This was a mistake. I never should have trusted you!
No, Cal. He was right to bring you here. I know what's wrong with you.
Don't say it. Don't cut away. He's going to that fucking car again, I swear to God. Okay, get over.
Are you going to thank me for reuniting you with your long-lost mother?
She could have been a mother to us both. She believes there's still good in you. And you, brother? Do you feel the same?
Want to?
No.
Huh? Prove me wrong.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Good answer.
The correct answer.
The Superman answer, that is.
Can you please tell me the truth? Who was it? It was my sister Lucy. Wow, so she what? Took one of Allie's classes or something? By swallowing a bottle of pills and almost drowning in the bathtub.
Jesus.
If I had found her and pulled her out, she would have died. And you're sure everything your sister told you was true? 100% she'll back you up on that.
They're bringing in Lucy from Supergirl.
Stop the presses. You and I gotta talk.
What is this?
That's just the signatures of the entire Smallville Fire Department in support of you.
Oh, we called that last season.
Yeah.
It's paper time.
Makes sense, all right.
Yeah.
And you?
Yeah.
I just filled out the paperwork to make it official.
I already have the idea.
Yeah, my wife's going to be Mary Smallville.
Yeah, she's running for Mary Smallville.
Okay, I'm an optimist.
I've gone mad with power already. I'm going to speed around the streets.
My own city.
Like a heartbreak from hell.
I like that we're both on the same page.
Yeah.
You will not believe the day I just had. Yeah? Worse than finding out that your main competition's a roid head. What? Timmy Ryan's on something.
How
much shit? May have gotten ripped when I went head to head with Uncle Jerkface.
What? Yeah, I know, but the crazy thing is, I actually think I could have beat him up.
No way.
I landed a couple blows. That's awesome. Yeah.
Is everything okay? With Sarah? She hasn't been answering my texts.
Ask yourself. She's outside on the front porch.
Ooh.
You
put money on it that she's gay.
Gay? Okay.
I think that's what it is.
Hey.
Something happened on cam.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know what I did.
No, you didn't do anything. I did. I kissed someone. Name's Aubrey, and she and I.
Yeah.
I thought we were just friends at first, and then it just sort of happened.
Do you want to date her now?
No. It was just like a camp thing. It doesn't really matter.
Then why'd you do it?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It just happened. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it's cool.
Jordan.
Jordan. Come on, man. It's been honest with you.
Give him a minute to process it. Yeah. Jesus.
His powers have been growing.
I know, but it doesn't matter. He's too young to be put in those situations.
What did she say to you?
Help, Clark. There's no way you could have known your brother got his powers back. Wouldn't you luck finding out what's causing your visions?
Yes. My mom said it was triggered by an invasive cosmological event. She called it interdimensional kinesthesis.
It's going to be
nothing you just said.
Superman from the universe.
Means some other being is causing it. I can't see it. I've had five of these things, and they're only getting more and more violent. The last one, it's House 4.
Five tremors.
Pulled in and out of a horror movie.
You think they're connected? How many tremors have there been?
Including the ones I recorded today. Five. But whatever's down there is what's causing this.
But there shouldn't be any more quakes because we saw Doomsday's just in the mine now.
Yeah.
So there's no more walls to punch through. Just walk down the corridor.
You were right. Something came through. And it's even more powerful than we hoped.
Oh, she's working out.
You bugger.
I tell you, that's a man to hold.
I mean, it could be. It could be. Maybe he's the star of Cadmus. Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's a lot happened. So bringing him in episode 3, like,
yeah,
that's crazy. I hope it's not gonna be a one and done deal. Even for that image of the suit, of him standing there with the lit up. There he is.
Yeah, we don't see anything. We just see the lights, right?
It's like a big outline, like a big bulky.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what we're just trying to find now.
It's give it less than a day before someone's put it in Photoshop and adjusted the brightness and contrast to try and see it.
Yeah. 41:56.
All right. 32:12.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't see anything. It's a bulky suit.
Four lights.
He's got lights on his mid chest and lights on outside of his hands. Kind of a big head.
Yeah. The way she said it was a...
There's clearly a big suit that's on him.
Mm. That's what I mean. She said extra cosmological event. And the only time we've seen something like that is when, you say, in Batwoman, when her sister came across from the other universe and caused her similar headaches. So do you think this is Doomsday, but it's a cross between Doomsday, like you said at the start of the show, and the Black Superman, Suit Superman from the other universe?
Yeah. Well, how's... Because obviously they knew something was down there. They've been looking for it, and it's even more. She said, like, even more powerful than we hoped. So how would they know anything's down?
First thing. So how did they know that there was a Doomsday buried so deep in the earth? Presumably, it's going to be similar to in the comics where he was buried there a long time ago. Then he was somehow teleported deep into the earth, which is possible.
We know the ex-Kryptonite crashed on Earth as a result of Krypton exploding and Superman's rocket firing something in. So maybe it came to Earth the same time. And
came with that eradicate when he found the egg.
Yeah.
Oh, so part of the explosion, he ended up coming out and just
Why now has he suddenly woken up? The ex-Kryptonite was keeping him powerless and dormant.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Could it have been that in the last episode, the super army people, when they were doing shit in the mines, that created some tremors,
That was after the submarine, and the first thing he woke up when the submarine.
Oh, you're right. That was after the submarine.
Mm. I kind of think that something.
They were doing something down there
because they're saying they're mining out the ex-Kryptonite, right? So it's got to be something to do with that being taken out.
Yeah, so presumably then it's the mine in part of the mining. That they've managed to.
As we just see at the end, they know something. They're not just taking the ex-Kryptonite. They're looking for something. They know something's there.
How would they know anything's there? It's Morgan Edge told it, right? But he doesn't know either. Maybe he does. He's just not saying anything.
You don't think, like, when Nat travelled in the ship, that they tracked the ship arriving, and then, but he came through at the same time.
Maybe. About three. Well, how long were they on the road for? 3 months, was it?
Yeah, three months.
Well, that he would come through at the same time and then end up buried so deep.
Well, the thing is, they said that the planet imploded.
Mm.
That if he got out last minute, as it imploded, he got sucked into Krypton, and then into the Earth, wherever Earth it's coming from, and then just before it blows up, he teleports into this world, and because he was imploded into the centre of that Earth, he teleported into the centre of our Earth. all this stuff.
Kathy?
And that's why he's stuck in there. And he starts breaking out, and that's when he gets the headaches.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes it more sense than anything, because otherwise how... I mean, I hope they explain how or why they knew that something was down there and how they found it. But fuck me, we got Doomsday.
I do still wish that or hope that at some point we will get the actual Doomsday story the way it is in the comic. Mm,
yeah.
Just for it to play out like that, where it's just that breaking out of the ground and then just walking in a straight line, just walking straight through buildings, and other heroes come in. Perfect opportunity for a crossover amongst all the shows. Other heroes come in, they try and fight him. He hits them off and just keeps going, well, and then it ends up with a big fight.
I'll say it, but I think that's why they've introduced the Super Skrull, is because those superhumans, including, what was the
kid's name?
Tag. Yeah. They're all going to get beaten to crap by Doomsday. Yeah. They're not, it's like...
They're going to get killed.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. And it's going to be like, Superman, we need your help, I'm sorry.
And I even think Tal Rowe might redeem himself. Yeah. And he'll save Cal. Yes.
Yeah. I think he's going to end up redeeming himself in the finale. He'll show himself to be a good guy.
Well, given how much knowledge he has of Krypton...
Maybe he's the one that dies fighting Doomsday. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Because given how much knowledge he has of Krypton, do you think if it's got a code name, the project, like if it's called the Doomsday Project or whatever, he'll go, holy shit, no! And
maybe. Well, as I say, lot.
Well, you would have thought he would have been there when... His mother told.
Yeah, but she didn't say it was a code name. She said it was she knows what's happening. It's another being...
It's causing it.
Yeah. But she doesn't know what the being is. Again, awesome that the mum's in as well, because I thought they lost the crystal, but obviously the dad just hid it had locked it away behind the fortress, a wall he knew where it was. Because he said in the last season, he was like, can I not speak to her? And he's like, no, you never speak to her. So that the crystal must have been there the whole time, and the dad just refused.
If only he'd have spoken to her sooner, because it's all of season one. But like it feeds back into that thing we talked about last episode, where like last season was about fathers, this season's about mothers.
The actresses, so she was awesome.
So. I thought it was Lucy from Smallville when she first appeared.
Lucy.
Yeah.
She was Lucy from Smallville.
Lois's sister.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I thought it was. But she's definitely something else here. Oh man, but that was
such a good show.
You never know, the Doomsday might still be just coming in one straight line as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible that he's going to walk a straight line out of this cave or make his own exit out the cave.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I find it interesting as well that the ex-Kryptonite, they claim that guy stole it and was weaponizing it. But do you think it's either Anderson...
Making
a false flag to make his super soldiers look better.
I could see him doing that. But I also think that they're creating him to be an absolute dick, so everybody hates him.
Mm.
But you'll find out, no, he is actually on the right side. He's just going about it the wrong way.
Could be. Because they haven't, even with the antagonists in the last season, they never really made them out to be, I'm comically evil. No, they always had like motivations things that were causing them to go. So it's like...
Yeah, I think this guy's just a bastard.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Yeah,
I guess because we had all of last season, Sam Lane knowing Superman personally, it was like you had that really good chemistry. But
it was odd seeing them on terms because they're normally like what Anderson's like. So,
but I do think the whole point of saying with these super people having the S on them and him saying that it's not yours to give to them, I think that is setting up. Hopefully, the case for Superman's sons to have the S on him.
These people deserve it.
These people are House of L. They get to wear it.
John hasn't got it.
John hasn't. John Henry Irons is like, I've retired now, and Steele's retired. The fact that like even Jonathan was like, you owe me though, right? Like hinting at him, like
yeah.
But he's gonna get it.
I really hope this does lead to John getting a Steele costume. Question is if the girl's also going to get one.
Well, she does end up with her own costume in the comics, so I kind of wonder if that's...
She does,
I would prefer it if Nat got it and then Jonathan started to show that he's got powers.
Well, that's the thing. I think the reason why they're bringing in the possibility of that other guy on steroids. It's probably not X-Kryptonite. Probably just is on like something he's got.
Yeah.
Thing. Like Jonathan's going to end up with X-Kryptonite. Like,
no, I don't.
The
think
gas
so.
That the guy had
no,
to make himself
I don't see that happening.
I do. They've introduced.
I think he's too good. He's shown himself throughout the last season to be such a genuinely good guy.
He does, but it doesn't mean you can't have a moment of weakness.
I don't think he'll do anything wrong.
Yeah, no, but he's never shown that weakness.
Mm. I'd hope he doesn't, because it would
ruin I would refer him to get powers. He's just later than Jordan gets it.
I kind of think the other guys might be X-Kryptonite, though. He's saying that guy was selling it on the black market.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, because I don't know if that guy's just on something regular he's picked up, but...
No, not to just go up in strength like that.
Do they not... I mean, again, we don't have, like, proper American football stuff in England, but, like, do they not test the kids when they're playing? Surely.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe X-Kryptonite is on...
Yeah, well, that's a new thing.
That's the thing. If it's X-Kryptonite, not steroids...
Mm. It's not going to be...
Yeah, I'm going to say, they must... I guess they must get tested quite
rapidly. See, I see Jonathan being the good guy and then proving... Not, like, going and telling the coach instantly, oh, he's on... something, he'll smartly outsmart him, then they'll realise that he's on something, he'll get chucked off the team and he will get back on and be the quarterback and be the, you know, the person he wants to be in the football.
But through a moral, like he'll get his strength up by training to be the best rather than taking something.
Yeah. I think that's the way Jonathan will do it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And as we predicted,
I kind of hope he gets the steel armour though. I do like the idea of him having the steel armour so that we get the actual.
Well, he kind of wants it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you could have Nat and John both in the steel.
Like, Nat in the comics doesn't have the S, I don't think. Same as Steel himself doesn't have the S for most of the time. It's only really in the Return of Superman story arc that he has the S. And he gets it later in the comics. He then gets an S again, which looks different. It's not the Superman S. So, I think it'd be cool to have Jonathan in the suit with the S, ideally with the cape, but I don't think we'd get both.
Well, we'd make it different from John's.
But then I also want Steel to have a full face mask that looks like a face.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get that.
So basically you want it coming back accurate, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I want it exactly like the comics.
So why would I go to the comics? They have a bunch of weird-ass ponytail in the comics.
So we've got to introduce a whole bunch of Justice League characters in the show now.
Mr. Gold needs to show up ASAP and beat the shit out of.
Yeah.
I guess we also...
If Booster Gold isn't fighting Doomsday in the next episode, then I'm
out. Well, I guess we were predicting season one is that Lana's going to run for mayor.
Yes. Yeah, call that one.
So...
I love the way that like Carl came up with the idea and she's like, actually, I've already filled it in.
Yeah. I think that'll be really good as well, because that guy was so smarmy. You think that the original mayor's, like the current mayor, like offered this guy the job?
Yeah,
we'll just get rid of him.
He's 100%.
He was too nice at the start, wasn't he?
I'm just going to totally give you a guy a job.
Yeah, 100%.
And then we've got the awkward 15-year-old emotional problems.
Yeah.
So it was interesting, because I thought she was going to go over the line of like I kissed my friend and now we're like, I've got these feelings, but she was just like, no, it was a wonderful thing, it was a mistake.
Yeah.
Which is fine, to be honest. But I give Jordan like some space to process that.
Oh yeah, I mean, you've got to remember when we first met him, he was the awkwardly emotionally stunted teenager.
Yeah, and in fact, she's chased him all last season.
Yeah, so he's not like, like you say, even that kind of relation needs some time to process. You can't just sit on the porch and go, Nan, what do you think? It's like, well, I'm going to need to go and think about this.
Yeah. It's a bit of a shock, so.
Yeah,
interesting to see how that works. And Nat just being a badass at mechanics.
Yeah.
That's just sort of leading to her character a lot, isn't it? Because she helps. All the flashbacks we saw in season one, she was helping to build the suit.
Yeah.
So, I guess if you're, like she says, you're stuck in a bunker being pursued by evil Superman.
You've got some drive, haven't you?
Yeah. Still a lot of downtime as well to learn stuff, so. Makes sense.
I kind of wonder, because they say that Steel. This John has given up, retired the costume. You think she'll put it on?
Yeah.
Not like yeah. Well, not make her own. Maybe she's going to wear it in a moment.
Oh, just that one.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, one ain't going to fit her. She's not as big as her dad.
Maybe it's got some built-in like inflatable bits that you can
I mean, she designed it, so maybe it does. Maybe it's got like a
I could see her putting it on and it being too big.
Yeah.
But she does it because she needs to at the end.
Mm.
And then next season she's decided she's going to become her own.
Well, she tries to put it on and it doesn't fit. And then Jonathan's like, hey, I'm the same height as your dad. Let me try this out.
I did wonder if they're going to throw some character drama in there when she was talking about, oh, my dad and I have got the Firebird and we haven't been able to fix it. And that's like, oh, I can do that. And then her and...
Her dad would bond
more than her and Sarah.
Sarah.
But I guess that distro's too good for that kind of petty drama, so I might just skip that.
It might just be Nat and Sarah. Bond.
He'll be too busy now helping Lana become mayor.
Yeah.
And then...
He needs to get that car working so he can do donuts in the street.
Yeah.
He can not get told off for it. You know what the fuck I want?
This is plan all along.
I already have this much power as fire chief, and now my wife's the mayor. I'm untouchable. I'm ruling this town. The villain of season 3.
Can you imagine? There's all the villains. We can have Tal Rowe back as well.
So
that was really cool having him back. And he's still,
do you reckon that's him one and done? Because you continue to not have him back.
No, I reckon they'll need his help, or he'll come and help at the end.
Mm.
He's a really good character. He's too good to just kill off or get rid of.
I could see him coming in, putting his black suit back on, but then having the L symbol instead.
Mm. You think?
Then you've got the Suns with the he can have a Jonathan in a steel suit with the S, Jordan with his own with his leather jacket. You got Superman, Tor-El, and you could even put. Maybe have Natalie and Steel in a suit as well. And they put the S on it. Just so they are the reign of the Supermen.
And then they get to where Anson's like, these are the people allowed to wear the blue crests. Not you people.
Yeah.
Those people.
The thing is, they're all, like I say, that little team of super people are going to get royally...
I can see Cal saving Tag because he knows he's a friend of his son's.
Yeah.
And he's like, he said, what did he say? He's not even 18 yet.
Yeah. So I can see like Anson being a smarmy bastard about it, being like, oh, my team. And as soon as one of them dies or gets hurt, he'll be like, oh, maybe that was a mistake.
Especially when he sends in a small team and they just get eradicated.
Mm. Yeah. Exactly.
So do you guys think we will get Cyborg Superman this season?
I reckon if we don't, it'll definitely be next season.
Who would be Cyborg Superman?
Well, you could have maybe one of those Anderson's men. Is Hank Hankshaw? We don't know about it yet. And then he gets injured.
Or maybe you do just have Superman himself dies at the end of this season, and next season, at a point, we see Cyborg Superman appear, and it is the same actor.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, holy cow, what happened? Can we find Superman's body? No, we can't find Superman's body. Has he been turned into a cyborg? Was he a cyborg all along?
I would love to see Superman die, because obviously in the comics it's just him and he only just tells Lois his secret, really, doesn't he, at the start of the run. Then he dies. But he's got a whole family. So when he's dead, that would be... Oh, man.
Do you think, like you say...
But at the same time, if he dies, it's a big deal for Superman to die. So if that happens, that should be, in my mind, the big crossover event.
Mm. Yeah.
So the death of Superman should be the crossover event. And because you want every character that currently exists in this TV universe to turn up at that funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you just think what you're saying there about how you bring Cyborg Superman into this.
Yeah.
Is if he dies fighting Doomsday... And then the body goes missing, but we're having a large... Luthor Corp suddenly comes out with a press event, and we've resurrected Superman. Here is our new Superman, and it's the Cyborg Superman, LexCorp has made. And then introducing LexCorp as the villain for season 3.
Bringing Lex in.
Yeah.
I know the guy who played...
You could see Anderson doing that as well.
Yeah.
Playing Lex in Supergirl said he's up for carrying it on.
Sure.
So maybe that would be quite...
He was great. He was an excellent Lex Luthor.
Mm. Yeah, so bringing him back would be quite cool. Even fucking having Kara come back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if he dies, she has to be in.
Oh, yeah.
At least her.
100%.
Will we see, if you say that you want a crossover with all the CW
characters...
I don't
know if I'm ready to see Superman die again.
No, you said you want to. I don't mind.
If you're saying
he dies so much.
If you're saying you want to see a crossover with all CW characters, this has to be the moment that they're getting beaten down and a green streak of light comes out the air.
Yeah.
And John Diggle arrives from Oa.
Yeah.
Fresh from Oa.
Yeah, cool. Definitely. Mm. Right, okay, cool. Well, those theories, those are fans, let's find out. So, guys, that was episode 2, season 2 of Superman and Lois. Doomsday is out and on the rampage, about to be on the rampage for episode 3. What do you think about this episode? What do you think about the comeback of Morgan Edge / Tal Rowe coming back? What do you think of Lana running for mayor? I'd love to know your thoughts on where you think the season's going. If you want to see the full reaction to this episode as well as the rest of this season, as all the other shows we react to, come up to our Patreon. Come join us. Sign up. Mm-hmm. Loads of great content there. And also, if you're watching this right now, you're not a subscriber, click on that subscribe button. Click it. Click on it now.
Doomsday.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. If true Doomsday is coming, you need to click on that subscribe button. Anyway, we're also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Links in the description below. And we're going to do a podcast. And when you listen to podcasts, type in Lotus Podcasting, you'll find us there. And we'll see you for next week's episode of Superman and Lois.